This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
It's time for another meeting. If you have a job, the chances are some of your working week will be taken up attending a few of them. You and your colleagues will gather together in a meeting room, be talked at for an hour, and come out wondering what was the point of it. Of course, it's sometimes necessary to meet to discuss things, share information, voice your opinion, and agree a way forward. But are there any other benefits? Recent research has suggested that we attend more meetings than ever before. And that's more time listening and talking than actually doing our jobs. Professor Patrick Hall from the University of Malmo told the BBC that this is partly due to more meetings-intense roles, such as managerial and strategy jobs. These require more meetings with teams and other stakeholders. But he says despite there being more of them, few decisions are made. It's possible that it's managers on a power trip who set up these meetings, a way of controlling staff, imposing new rules and regulations, and asserting their authority. But as Professor Hall points out, many managers don't know what to do. And when they're unsure of their role, they respond by generating more meetings. And to make matters worse, some meetings involve a pre- or post-meeting, which eats into even more of the working day. But the researchers from the University of Malmo have found that a meeting can be seen as a form of therapy. It doesn't have to have an outcome and doesn't have to be meaningless. So if you're just doodling or glancing at your smartphone as your boss drones on, it's worth considering that a meeting can be an opportunity to demonstrate your talents, express frustration, question ideas, and spend time bonding with your colleagues. There are a few things to be considered if a meeting is to be a success. It needs an agenda that is adhered to, plus an opportunity to discuss any other business. And it should be booked for a short period of time. Otherwise, the meeting will expand to fit the time that's been allocated. And, as Professor Hall says, the equality of participants is important. But I think I just prefer the advice of Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, who urged colleagues to walk out of meetings as soon as it becomes obvious that they are not adding value. It's not rude to leave, he explains. It's rude to make someone stay and waste their time. Right, I'm off.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.